Leroy, when did you know that Alabama was going to win that football game going up against Notre Dame?
Well, I thought all along we'd win, you know, maybe about 10 points, but you could tell after the first two drives it was, you know, Alabama was going to win by a sizable number of points. You could just tell it by the shock of the Notre Dame players.
Do you think that there was a size and athletic advantage for Alabama as well, or do you think that Alabama was just that much, that well, much better prepared?
Well, I think it was a combination of all those things. I think they didn't realize how talented Alabama was, how quick, how strong those offensive linemen were, and how good they were at blocking. So I think they were shocked. You know, a little bit like we were embarrassed and shocked by A&M and Johnny Manziel, you know, Manziel, and in that first quarter, you know. So I think we didn't anticipate his quickness and speed enough, and it put us, you know, well behind. But this Notre Dame game, once you saw how the Alabama team was playing and the focus they had, and it seemed like that all 4 weeks they had been totally focused in on getting another chance to be in the championship hunt at all, you know, after the loss to A&M. But, you know, some things that happen sometimes that just end up being the right thing, and we got our opportunity to get back in the mix.
Leroy, when you step back and look at it, three out of the last 4 years, Alabama's won a national championship back-to-back. That's a really incredible run.
It is. You know, it's a terrific run, and, you know, we had the letdown in the Auburn game, you know, 3 years ago, or, you know, I probably would have been four in a row. So, but they are just so well prepared, and Nick's got the, just like Coach Brown, he believes in having the best people around him, the best staff, the best players, and everybody focused on the team. And he does a great job of teaching the same thing that Coach Bryant was teaching, you know, 50 years ago.
What are the things that are similar as far as the behind-the-scenes stuff that compare to Coach Bryant and Nick Saban?
Well, I think they're teaching, as Coach Bryant used to call it, and I'm not teaching you the football, the game of football, I'm teaching you the game of life. If you'll follow these rules for football and you follow the same rules in life, you'll be successful. And whether you're, you know, whether you're a owner of a business or whether you're working for somebody else, you could be the best you can possibly be. And I think both coaches have gotten that across extremely well. And Coach Saban is preparing these young men for the game of life, because there's going to be a very few of them that end up NFL players. The rest of them are going to have to go be members of society and be successful doing other things.
We're talking with Leroy Jordan, College Football Hall of Fame, a guy that's just a legendary player for the University of Alabama, went on to be a successful player for the Dallas Cowboys. He's part of the Ring of Honor, and he's joining us right here on 99.1 WDGM. Leroy Jordan, presented by JordanRedwood.com. When you look back at your relationship with Coach Bryant, did you realize at that time that he was making this huge impact on your life that you would carry not only as a football player, but a successful business owner as well?
Yes, I, you know, it was like a second father to me, and I think he was that way to a lot of us, because he certainly stayed in touch with us after we were, you know, in our next profession and whatever we were doing. And if you didn't call him and check in on a regular basis, he'd call you and kind of give you a, you know, behind chewing. So he'd let you know that you were supposed to call him and let him know how you were doing, your family and your business, and everything was going all right on a regular basis. And he did that with most of the guys.
Do you remember him saying anything to you personally or in particular? I mean, we play different clips of, I've never been nothing but a winner and stuff like that, that he says. But is there anything that, that doesn't get played a lot that you remember him saying?
Well, I don't know. It's you probably have seen the list of things that he considers points that, to be a successful business person or a successful coach. And you know, he talks about, you know, lazy people, them being losers, and being loyal to your team and loyal to your business people and loyal to your staff. You know, he mentions all those things in his list of them. When he gets down to the end, it says, never quit. You never quit and give up on anything you're attempting to do. And I keep those things, and I still read them today. I have them on the wall at my business. And I look at them on a regular basis to just, hey, here's the points that are never going out of style. They're going to be true forever, and I still look at them.
We're talking with one of the greats, Leroy Jordan, joining us via the telephone. He's in the game on 99.1 WDGM. Leroy, how did Coach Bryant handle criticizing a player, or maybe even just saying coaching a player? When you did something wrong, how did he handle that?
Well, he learned early on in your being around him how to handle you as a person, and he learned to read people, you know, within 2 weeks after you being at the University of Alabama and being there on an everyday basis. He knew what kind of person you were and how he had to stroke you to get you to be the best player you could be. And some guys, it was just to put a hand on their shoulder and say, hey, I know you can do this, and you know, you can be a little better than you're showing right now if you'll just do a few more things. Another guy, he might grab him and jerk him around a little bit by the face mask and say, and yell that you're not doing well as you can do, and you've got to improve, or, you know, you're not going to be the player that we know you can be, or we think you can be, or you should be. And he learned how to handle everybody, and he handled everybody differently.
Leroy Jordan, member of the College Football Hall of Fame. Leroy, we always appreciate you being a part of our program. You do it each and every Friday during the college football season. You help us break down the games and understand it from your perspective. Take one story, and if you've repeated the story, we still love to hear Coach Bryant's stories. Tell us one that that would help us sort of commemorate the passing of Coach Bryant, the legacy that continues to live here in Tuscaloosa.
Well, I go back to the one that I guess we were freshmen, and Pat Trammell and Billy Neighbors and Billy Richards and that group were sophomores. We were the second class Coach Bryant recruited. And he called us into a meeting after lunch in the meeting room outside our dormitory lunch room there, where we had lunch every day and breakfast and dinner. And he was having a meeting, and he started out talking to us. He says, guys, we have got the potential here to win a national championship with the players we have on this team right now. And I was, you know, here he is talking about the national championship, and I'm a freshman just getting started there. And, you know, I didn't really know what the national championship was by then. You know, I was just, but he wanted to plant that seed that we had enough talent if we worked and continued to work the way we had the previous year and the previous spring, that we had a chance to be something really special. And 1961 came around, and we did it, and almost did back-to-back in 62. We lost one game by 1 point. Otherwise, we'd have had back-to-back right there.
Leroy Jordan, we know that you have dinner plans, and we appreciate you taking 10 minutes out of your schedule to help us appreciate the legacy of Coach Bryant. Leroy Jordan, thanks so much for being part of our show here in Tuscaloosa, and thanks so much for sharing your memories about Coach Bryant.
Well, all of us ex-players out there love him and so appreciate him for what he has meant to our life. And he was a special, special human being, and I hope he's up there looking down on us guys and still being proud of us for the way we represented the university these last 30 years that he was not able to be there.
Leroy, thanks so much for being part of our show in Tuscaloosa. Thank you so much. We'll talk very, very soon.
All right, buddy.